Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, Megan Ottolini here, joined by Chris Mason of Mass Live. Chris, thanks for being with us on Six Rings. And to start, I just want to ask, last week was a big week, at least the second half of it, with Steph Diggs and all the drama around the boat party and what was in the baggie, what was going to come of that, were the Patriots so upset that they were talking about releasing him. And then we see him at OTAs at the third practice open to media today. What did you make of, first of all, him being there and the amount to which, coming off his ACL tear, that he was able to actually be pretty active of a participant for at least half the day?
Yeah, so I think it's definitely a good sign that he was there today. I mean, these are voluntary, and he showed up. I was really impressed with where he looks like he's in the ACL recovery, especially comparing him where he's at right now to where Kendrick Bourne was at this time last year, even last training camp. Totally different. Like, seeing Diggs do some of these drills at the level that he was doing them, really, really encouraging, where the whole time he's been saying he's going to be ready for week one. I've always thought that's kind of an optimistic thing. Maybe he starts on PUP. The way he looks today, I think there's a chance he's ready for week one. So that jumped out to me. And as far as the other off-the-field stuff, like, I do think there's something. People have been in crazy camps where it's either this is absolutely nothing or he's getting cut. No, I think the truth is somewhere in the middle, where the whole thing seems like a strike one type deal to me, where Mike Vrabel doesn't want to be talking about this, especially when he's not even at the facility last week. He doesn't want to be fielding these questions. That's why he kept doing the make great decisions. We need to make great decisions. He seemed irked, and I think with some good reason. So I think him being there was a good sign. Him looking the way he looked was a really good sign.
So I think it's interesting when you bring up that comparison to Kendrick Bourne. What do you remember about Bourne coming back from his ACL, I guess, when you look at Steph Diggs and you say that's very encouraging just about how he moves, how he carries himself?
I don't believe Bourne was participating at all in these OTAs last year. And he turned into somebody where I remember at the end of minicamp, Gerard Mayo said that, you know, he should be ready to go for training camp. He still wasn't ready to go at the start of training camp. So these things can carry on. And I believe they both tore ACLs in October, too. So it's a similar timetable there, too, where it's not like Diggs tore his in August last year and Bourne was a December tear. It's like, no, it was around the same time in the calendar. So the fact that he's out there and was participating as much as he was, and, you know, some of these drills are half speed, but even the individual drills, he's running through them, he's cutting. He looks good. I was surprised that he participated as much as he did when he was there.
Yeah, in a way, I kind of thought that you could take away more from some of the individual wide receiver drills with him, because you could actually just see him maybe at like 75% speed compared to some of the team-wide stuff that he was able to participate in. When you look at the offense at this time of year, how much do you think you can actually evaluate about what's clicking with the offense overall compared to where guys are individually?
Barely any. I think this time of the year, with the calendar where it's at, it's a lot of installs. It's a lot of half speed. It's a lot of guys learning new playbooks. And this is a ton of new faces with this offense. Josh McDaniels coming back. It's a new offense, but it's going to be a hybrid offense. There's different concepts and everything. This is really a time of year where they're just learning. They're learning each other too. They're getting reps together, but a lot of them are half speed still. So I think you're really looking at an install period now as opposed to a real evaluation period. Where if you ask Rabel, like, are guys being evaluated? He'll say, they're always being evaluated. They're really evaluated when training camp starts, when the pads come on, when they start hitting. At this time in the calendar, I think it's really more just about being there, trying to learn the playbook, and getting it down.
So going back to the idea of being there, I talked to Todd Downing a little bit before practice. They had the position coaches and a couple little scrums. And of course, the first topic was Steph Diggs. He was very happy to try to redirect things back to the guys who have been here. How important do you think it is, I guess, from your personal perspective, and then trying to guess at or what you can glean where the Patriots are at about Diggs being around Foxborough for his rehab, at least as they go through the mandatory mini camp and then they take this little break before training camp?
I think it helps, and it's going to be an almost totally new playbook. I know there's a little overlap from his time in Buffalo with Brian Daboll. There's some similar concepts, but it's a whole new playbook. You know, he's 31. He's been in the league a long time. You'd hope he picks it up quickly. But as we've seen in New England in the past, that's not a sure thing. And that's not to say this Josh McDaniels offense is going to be Tom Brady's 2017 offense, 2018 offense, one of those. It's not going to be that complex, but it's still a new playbook. So I think the more he's around it, the more he's in meetings, I think the better off they're going to be. And that's not just Diggs. That's all these guys that are trying to pick up a new offense.
One guy who is more familiar with the offense that we got to hear from today is Ramondre Stevenson. He came back from a bereavement leave that had him miss out on the first OTA, and then he was getting kind of reworked into it in the last OTA. He was asked a little bit about Trevion Henderson, who he called explosive, and it's an interesting situation with the running back room there, where you still have Antonio Gibson a little bit in the mix, and you have Ramondre and Trevion Henderson, who has these very lofty expectations already coming out of the draft. Do you think it's possible that Ramondre is speaking to reporters about somebody who's his drafted replacement after the extension he got?
There could be a little bit of that, but you just said it. He got the extension. So Ramondre got paid at this point. I think it's a much more uncomfortable situation if Stevenson doesn't get that extension and then you draft Henderson and suddenly I think that relationship feels a lot different. But once Ramondre's already got the extension, I think it's a lot easier saying, like, we're going to be a 1-2 punch here. And, you know, maybe Antonio Gibson has more of a third down role. Maybe that's Henderson. You'll see how it shakes out there. But I think that relationship is going to be a lot easier just because Ramondre already got paid. If he hadn't gotten paid, then I think you're really complicating things.
So avoiding a little awkwardness, which seems good, at least for this offense.
Precisely. The less awkwardness, the better right now.
All right, Chris, thank you so much. Where can people find your work?
You can find my work at masslive.com. You can follow me on social media at @ByChrisMason. And yeah, Mass Live.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.